Please welcome Willie L. from Oahu.
Holy moly. My name is Willie. I am an alcoholic. Defective Characters is my home group. Thank you, Holly. That was pretty amazing. A lot of the stuff that you talk about, I think about all the time. I'm super grateful to be here today, sober. My sobriety date is Christmas Day, 1997. I got sober via Halava, Wayava, OCCC. I just couldn't stay out of jail. I just couldn't. My disease had a hold of me, and I never thought nothing was wrong. And even in sobriety, sometimes I think nothing wrong. and that's my problem, right? I cannot see behind my own ears, And sometimes I need my sponsor. Sometimes I need the people that I hang around with to tell me what's back there, Because if I look in the mirror, all I see is the front. And I'm not here trying to save my face. I'm here trying to save my ass, Alcoholics Anonymous has saved my life, And about 4 years ago, or the last convention we had in person, was pretty much on huge turning point for me. I was sitting in untreated alcoholism, and I was away from the program for a few years. And some of the guys that I got sober with in Waianae, came to the Big Island and kind of, wasn't on intervention, but kind of was on intervention, And we all sat down one night and we pretty much throw everybody threw their whole ass out on the table, and what was going on with us at the time and stuff like that. And, about a month and a half before that, I was sitting on my coffee table or my dining room table with a 45 caliber out, wondering if I should take that ultimate sacrifice. And if you looked at Willie from the outside, everything would look perfect. I had the house, I had the dogs, I had two cars in the garage, I had my own business, and I had everything that I always thought I wanted, the materialistic things. And life was shitty. I was broken, busted, and disgusted. And I was fronting. Straight up, and I would put on that happy face, and I would smile, and I would say the right things, and I would go home and be miserable, and I lived like that for years, and I knew exactly what I needed to do. I knew exactly where I needed to go, but yet my pride was too big, and one of my friends, who is not here right now, but he called me one day, and he said, "Oh, we're all up here on the Big Island, we stay in our own house. Why don't you come down, check us out?" And I was really hesitant to do that, And I never know what everybody else was doing, right? Because I wasn't in touch with anybody. And, everybody was pretty much doing whatever they was doing. Some guys were still working on program, and some guys were still going to meetings, and some guys wasn't, And it was a huge turning point for a lot of us, actually, not just me, but I'm an alcoholic, so I'm thinking about me all the time, right? And it's funny because when I went through Cashbox, right, and my counselor was a dick, he was. And he was the person that I called to be my sponsor, when I came back to the program, because that's exactly what I knew I needed at the time. I needed hardcore in-your-face recovery because I don't listen, right? I'm going to tell you what you like here, and I'm going to go do what I like do, And I can justify anything. I don't know about any of you guys. I can justify anything. And my justification is I still sober. And that creates any action I like take, And I come back at night, and I say, "Thank you, God, for keeping me sober another day," And is that really what I'm trying to do here? Is that really what the purpose is for me?